En route to Australia, Samoan Islands, November 27, 1891. The ship cannot come into port. A pilot is brought on board to guide the ship as near land as possible. There sit in the boat five natives, nearly naked, with a cotton tablecloth of some bright color about their loins, a turban on their heads, unclothed on, the arms, legs, and bodies, with the exception of the one piece of cloth about the loins. Here they come in all kinds of boats, loaded with fruits, bananas, pineapple, limes, oranges, fruit as green as grass, must be oranges, melons, pictures of the natives, pictures of the scenery on the island. There are native houses in distinct view, large orchards of palm trees which bear coconuts. I would be pleased to go on shore, but this I dare not do. I have little strength, and that I do not wish shall decrease. I sweat all night and feel weak in the morning. Elder Starr, Willie, Fanny Bolton, and Emily Campbell will go on shore. The natives take them in their boats for 50 cents apiece out and back. There are boats coming, one and another, loaded with tropical fruits, which the natives hope to sell. There are boats bringing red and white coral, which look very pretty, but we do not want to load ourselves down, for we have plenty of luggage to get from Sydney, where we leave the boat. All say it is very hot on the island. I have not strength to go. Here comes stalking by me, as I sit writing on the boat, a large athletic native with a blue jacket and a blue calico cloth about the loins. The natives are, some of them, quite good-looking. Now there is much noise, removing the freight, letting it down with tackles into a flat, broad scow. I know. Remainder missing.